Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Baruch Moshe Cohen. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur be'ezer Hashem Yisparach is on Zevachim Taf Samach Gimel. The daf begins with a member of Rami Bachoma who says that even though the Kvoshim and the Azorah had a steepness of 3 amos per amah of height, nevertheless the Kevesh of the Mizbeach was different because, like Rashi explains, to enable the Kayanim to walk easily up the Kevesh, schlepping the heavy Evorim, therefore they made it that for each amah of height there was 3.5 amos and an etzba or shlish etzba bezachrusa for each of the 9 amos of the height of the Mizbeach. Toizviz and Dibur HaMaschil, Chutz Mikivshu Shem Mizbeach, brings a girsa from the Rabbi of Rashi, where they added, on the shir mentioned in the Gemara, a chatzi tefach. So now making that for each amah of the 9 amos of height, there was 3.5 amos, plus a chatzi tefach, etzba, ushlish etzba bezachrusoi. And Rashi says that according to their girsa, it were to come out that the Rosh HaKevesh, the topmost point in the Kevesh, wasn't actually as high as the Rosh HaMizbeach. And if so, Rashi asks, so it comes out that Kohen is climbing up the Kevesh. When he gets to the end of it, he's still going to have to climb yet another step to get onto the Mizbeach. And Rashi asks, Hari Omra Torah Loisale B'malos Al Mizbechi, a pasuk at the end of Parshas Yisroi, which forbids to go up to the Mizbeach with climbing steps. Says Rashi, according to the Girsa of his Rebbe's, the Kevesh would always leave you to climb another step onto the Mizbeach. So Tois brings a teretz from Reb Nosson Midudya that the Gemara Menachos of Tzadi Zayin Mud Beis says that the Amma of the Yisoid of the Mizbeach was smaller than the regular Amma. The regular Amma always has 6 Tfachim per Amma, whereas the Amma of the Yisoid of the Mizbeach was an Amma Bas Chamisha Tfachim. And if so, you now lose 1 Tefach from the height of the Mizbeach, and therefore this would now level out with the Rosh of the Kevesh. So with that, is a teretz for the Rabbosev of Rashi. Now, Tosis points out that having said this Gemara Menachos, it now backfires a kasha according to Rashi. Because once you've lost now a tefach of the Mizbeach, so now it comes out that according to Rashi's cheshbon, the Kevesh is going to be 1 tefach higher than the Rosh of the Mizbeach. Says Tosis, Umihu ein lochush. Nothing to be concerned about. Which Pashtus means that Rashi's kasha on the perish of the Rabbosov was that the lav of Loisal b'malus amizbechi forbids you to climb steps up to the Mizbeach. But the fact that the Rosh of the Kevesh was slightly higher than Mizbeach, and that you're going to have to go down a step, that's not an Issa. And even though the Kevesh is not on the same level, so you'll go up the Kevesh and go down a step onto the Mizbeach. The kasha is that the Mechilta, at the end of Parshas Yisroi, the Mechilta darshan is the Pasuk, and it says, after seeing the pasuk v'lo yisale b'malo yisal mizbechi, says the Mechilta, ein li elo aliyo b'yerido minayin, tamud loyma v'lo asher lo yisigole ervoscha olav. The Mechilta darshan, since the pasuk says, asher lo yisigole ervoscha olav, from here we learn, it's not dafka about climbing up the steps. It's about any usage of the steps, bein ba'aliyah, bein b'yerida, which can lead and bring to gilui erva, is asa. And from here we learn, even b'yerida, it's asa. And if so, the kasha is, how can Tosfos go and say that ein lochush, if you're going down a step, l'chayr, that's also asa? And if so, the kasha comes back according to Rashi. How can according to Rashi, we have the kevesh, 1 step higher than the Mizbeach, if so you'll also be over on the lav of V'lo yisale b'malo yisal mizbechi. Now the emes is that the Rambam, when he brings down the halacha in Perik Aleph Beis Abchira Halacha Yud Zayin of the lav of not going up the steps to the Mizbeach, the Rambam doesn't bring down this Mechilta. There's an Issa B'Yerida, and the Mishle Melech over there points this out. Why is the Rambam mashmit this din of B'Yerida? Rabbi Zalman over there in Beis Abchira, asks another kasha. He points out the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Loisa Sepei, when the Rambam brings down the lav of Loisale b'malus al-mizbechi, the Rambam says that the reason why one isn't allowed to do this is kidei shelo nifsoya psia gaso, so that one should not have to do a psia gaso, aval yeilech okay b'tzala gudl, rather one should walk small footsteps. And the Makor of the Sefer HaMitzvahs is the Mechilta, which we mentioned before, and the Mechilta continues and says that since the Pasuk says, Asher lo yisigale arvoscha olav, from here we learn, it's not only an Issa going up steps. Even when you're walking up the Kevesh, the halacha is they weren't allowed to go and do large footsteps, rather only Akei b'tzad ha-godl, very small footsteps. And the Rambam continues and says, V'chol mi shemafsia psio gaso, that from this lav we learn it's not only a lav and a malchus about going up steps, even about being paseya psiogasa. So says the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Asks Rabbi Zalman, then Yada Chazaka in Hilchos Beis Abchira, where the Rambam brings the lav of Loisale, there the Rambam only says the Issa about going up steps, and he doesn't mention at all the lav of being paseya psiogasa. So there's a stira between the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Rambam and Yad HaChazaka. Why is it that the Rambam is mashmit the Issa Psiyo Gaso? So Rabbi Zalman explains as follows, and he says that the Rambam was chayzer from what he wrote in Sefer HaMitzvahs. And the reason being, because really, the Pasuk says, V'loisale b'malos ha-mizbechi. The Ikar Lav is taka just going up the steps. And the Pasuk which continues and says, Asher lo'sigol ervascha olav, that's really a time of the Kra. And the Mechilta which says that from here we learn a Issa Psiyo Gaso is only according to the well-known Shit of Reb Shimon, who is Doirish Talmud Ikra, since the Pasuk gives the reason that the reason why it's also to go up the steps is because this leads to Gilui Erva. From here we would learn that if the time is as Gilui Erva, then for that it would be also even being Pesea Psiyo Gaso, even when there's no steps. And the Rambam held in Sefer HaMitzvahs that we paskin like Reb Shimon that one is derish time to Ikra when the time of the Pasuk is mefurish. And since over here the Pasuk says clearly, Asher lo yisigale arvoscha olav, from here the Rambam paskin in Sefer HaMitzvahs that there would be a lav of psiyo gaso. Whereas the Rambam Yad HaChazaka was chayza, and he says, when do we apply this klal that we go with Reb Shimon that one is derish time to Ikra when it's mefurish in Pasuk? That's only when we're not going to learn a new Issa. But over here, where because of Asher lo yisigale arvoscha olav, the Mechilta wants to learn an entirely new Issa of being Peseya Psiyo Gaso, there, we don't paskin like Reb Shimon, the one who's derish time of the Kra. And that's why the Rambam Yad HaChazaka was choyze from what he wrote in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he paskins that the lav is only going up steps. And with this, Rabbi Zalman says, is Meyushev the Ha'or of the Mishnah Melech. That with the Mechilta Darshans, that there's an Issa even in Yerida, is also from Asher lo yisigale arvoscha olav. And therefore that's also only according to the Shit of the Mechilta, that one is derish time of the Kra. And since it's about Gilui Erva, then in that there's no difference between Aliyah and Yerida. Whereas the Rambam and Yad HaChazaka, who his maskone is, that we don't pass the lack of Shimon, and therefore the lav remains only lo yisale b'malo yisal mizbechi, and the Issa is only l'aliyah. And just like the Rambam is mashmit the din of psiogaso, because we don't pass the Nakab Shimon, for the same reason he's mashmit the din of the Mechilta, that there's no longer an Issa to go down. And the Issa is only going to be like the Pshuto Shel Mikra of Eloisale. And with this, Rabbi Zalman answers Tosfos Yishonim in Yuma Daf Chof Beis, where there Tosfos Yishonim asks, on the Mishnah which says that the Koyahanim who wanted to be Zoicha in Trumas Hadeshen would have a race up the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah says they were rotzin va'oilin ba'kevesh. So the Tosfos Yishonim asks, how can they do so? That should surely be a problem of being poseya psiyo gaso. And says the Tosfos Yishonim, the loshin rotzin is mashmah they were running normally. It's a doichik to say that they were running with very small footsteps. And from here the Tosfos Yishonim learns that the issa to be poseya psiyo gaso is only when you're doing it on the way to avodah. Whereas over here, since they were only preparation to be zoicha to the Avodah, then this Issa didn't yet apply, says Rabbi Zalman. But according to the Rambam, then it's very good. The Kasha doesn't begin, because the Issa of Psiyo Gaso is only the Shit of Reb Shimon and the Mechilta, and we don't pass like the Mechilta, and therefore there's no longer an Issa being Peseya Psiyo Gaso. So now, if we'd say that Rashi holds like the Rambam, that the Issa is only loisal b'malo yisal mizbechi, and we don't pass connect the Mechilta, then we can explain what Tosfos means when he says, ein lochush. Because Tosfos is saying that Lididon, that we don't pass like the Mechilta, then there's no Issa Birida, and therefore even if the Kevesh is going to end up being slightly higher than the Rosh of the Mizbeach, it would still be Mutta to go down from the Kevesh onto the Mizbeach. And even though when you want to go back from the Mizbeach down to the Ritzbah, you're going to always have to climb up that step from the Mizbeach to the Rosh of the Kevesh. Evidently, since that's not on the way to Avodah, then we would say it's also Mutta, like the Tosfos Shonim says in Yuma. The Gemara continues right after the Mishnah, and the Gemara says, Omer Belozo, Mincha Shekomto Behechol Kesheira. If you did Kmitza of the Mincha and the Hechol, then it's kosher. Because since we find that by the Siluk Bazichin of the Lechem Aponim, this was done in the Hechol, and the Siluk Bazichin of the Lechem Aponim also had a din of Kmitza. From here we learn that Kmitza is kosher even in the Hechol. Tosfos over here asks that it's mashma in the Gemara we needed a raya from Siluk Bazichin to be machsher the Kmitza in the Hechol. Asks Tosfos, why do we need a raya? Why would we have thought that doing Kmitza in the Hechol should have a problem? And Tosfos adds, and he says, that this Kashi is asking according to Shittas Rashi, early on in the first period of Yud Dalad Amad Aleph, who says that the Shechita of Kotche Kotchim is mutter in the Hechol. Pshat in Tosfos is that without Rashi, one could have said that the reason why Rav Elazar would have had a half a minute to pass the Kmitza in the Heichal is like the Gemara's before, that there was a half a minute to say that the Kmitza of Menachos would also require Tzafon, and therefore one would have thought that in the Heichal it wouldn't be kosher, because the Heichal isn't Tzafon. And therefore Rav Elazar brings a raya from the Kmitza of Siluk Bazichin, which we see is done in the Heichal. From here we learn we don't need Tzafon. But Tosfos is asking this kasha that according to Rashi, which is Mavua, that the Shechita of Kodshei Kodshim is allowed to be done in the Heichal, even though it's not Lachatchila, because it's Lava Erechara, but we find it's kasha. So clearly, we find that the Heichal is also has a din of Tzofoin. And if the Heichal has a din of Tzofoin, and that's why even the Shechita of Kodshei Kodshim is Mutter there, then surely the Kmitz of Menachos should be Mutter there. And with this Tosfos has Shver, if so, why does Rav Elazar need to bring a raya from Siluk Bazichin? What's the Hava Amina to make it possible? Now the Keren Oyer over here, Taka asks on Rashi, how is it Shaykh to say that the Heichal should have a din of Tzofoin? And he says, lo mi boy according to the Shitta that holds that Tzofoin is only from Keneged HaMizbeach, only the 32 Amos, which were from the Mizbeach, to the Tzofoin side of the Azara, only that has a din of Tzofoin, then surely the Heichal shouldn't have a din of Tzofoin. And he says, and even according to the Shittas that hold, that the whole Tzad Tzofoin of the Azara had a din of Tzofoin, but still, since the Gemara says you have to have Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofoino, that Tzofoin is only something which is called Al Yerech HaMizbeach, surely once you're inside the Heichal, this should no longer be considered Tzofoin. And with this he has very Shver Rashi. How can Rashi go and say that the Heichal should have a din of Tzofoin? And in fact, the Shittim Kabetis early on in Daf Yudalad and Medalef in Oiz Gimel, Taka argues with Rashi, and he says that the Heichal does not have a din of Tzofoin. So to understand the machlokes between the Shitta and Rashi as to whether the Heichal would have a Hechsher of Tzofoin, Rav Michal Feinstein early on in Yudalad and Medalef explains this with the following Chakira. That what the Torah says that Kodshei Kodshim Shechitoson Batzofoin. Yesh Lachkor. Is the reason why the Torah says one should do Shechita Batzofoin because the Tzad Tzofoin has a certain Kedusha and a certain Chashivas, and therefore the Torah says that Kodshei Kodshim, which are more Chamur, their Shechita should be done in the more Choshev Chelik of the Azara. That's one Tzad. The other Tzad is that no, Tzofoin isn't in any way more Kodosh or more Choshev than Doraim. Just the Torah is Kveya Mokoim. The Torah says that the Kvius Mokoim of Shechitas Kodshei Kodshim is in the Tzad Tzofoin. Not because it's more Choshev, just that's the designated place for Shechitas Kodshei Kodshim. So the first Tzad is Tzofoin a certain Maila, a certain Kedusha Yisera? Or no, it's just a Kvius Mokoim. Says Rav Michal, if we were to understand that Tzofoin is because of a certain Chashivas and Kedusha, then, just like our Gemara says that there's a svara of lo yehei tofel chomu min ha'ikah, and things which are kosher in the Azara, then surely the Heichal would surely be kosher because lo yehei tofel chomu min ha'ikah. For the same reason, we would apply lo yehei tofel to say that it doesn't make sense
that the tzofin in the azara should be more kaddish than the heichal, and the same kedusha we have in the tzofin would find that kedusha as well in the heichal, and that's why Rashi holds that since lo yehi tofel chomim neikah, therefore the heichal also has the maila and the chashivas of kedushas tzofin, and that's why Rashi holds that when you do the shechit of kochi kochim in the heichal, it's as if you did in the tzofin. Because lo yehi tofel chomim neikah. Whereas the Shita understands that the mile of tzofin is not because of a kedusha or a chashivas. It's rather just a kvius makoim. The Torah was kvea, the makoim of shechitas kochi kochim must be in tzad tzofin. Now, if so, lo yehi tofel won't be machshir the heichal because it's not in that makoim. The kvius makoim was only tzad tzofin, and since the heichal isn't the tzofin, therefore the shechita will be pasul there. And says Ramichal, that's the Sheirish HaMachlokes between Rashi and the Shita. Rashi understands it's because of Kedusha. If it's because of Kedusha Yaseira, then lo yehi tofel chomim neikah, and the Heichal surely has that Kedusha. And that's why the Heichal also has a Hechsher Tzofin, despite it's not in Tzofin. Whereas the Shita says it's about Kviyas Mokoyim. He points out that early on in Dafnun Hei, there's a Machlokes there between the Tanakama and Rebbe Loza as to whether Shchitas kochim kalim, which lekula alma is kosher b'tzofin, but the machlokes over there is it poshet kavachayme? If ready kochim kochim is kosher b'tzofin, surely kochim kalim. But Rebbe Elazar says no, we need a posuk. We need a special posuk to be machshir the shchita of kochim kalim b'tzofin. And Rashi over there says in Dibur Amaschil v'chad lahachshir tzofin. He says that the reason why Rebbe Elazar needs a pasuk is because he argues on the kal v'chomer of the Rabbanon, and he says the following: the ikel meima lahay kovat tzofin or lahay sharuchos. Maybe the Torah was kaveat tzofin for kochi kochim, and dorim for kochim kalim. Demai kedushase, but the tzofin midorim. In which way is tzofin more kaddish than dorim? No more kaddish. Ela kvius mokim ba'alma. It's just merely a kvius makoim, and that's why Rebbe Elazar says there's no kavachoimah that if kochi kochim or kochi batzofoin, then kolshkin kochim kalim. Because maybe tzofoin was designated for kochi kochim, and doron for kochim kalim, and that's why he requires a posuk. Clearly, Rashi is saying over here that the tzofoin isn't because of a kedusha, it's because of a kvius makoim. That's like the Shita is understanding. Says Rav Michal, because Rashi over here is coming to explain Rebbe Eliezer. But the Chachomim who argue with Rebbe Eliezer, and they hold that there is a Kal V'Chomer. The reason why there's a Kal V'Chomer is because the Maila of Tzofin is Kedusha. And therefore there's a Kal V'Chomer. If ready Kochim Kochim require Mokim Kodosh, surely Kochim Kalim, which are okay even in Doraim, they would surely be okay in Tzofin. And therefore the Maskona of Rashi is like the Chachomim. And based on this, Rashi goes and says, that's why we would apply lo yehei tofel chomim neikah to give the mile of kedushas tzofin even in the heichal. And you can therefore shecht kochi kochim even in the heichal. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked in Rabbi Elazar, how can you be machshir kmitz in the heichal? The pasuk says, v'komat misham. And Rabbi Yirmi understands that from this pasuk we learn that it must be only from a mokoim where the zar is allowed to stand. And any mokoim where the zar is forbidden to go, the kmita is also pasul. And if so, says the Gemara, surely the heichal, which is also for the zar, if so, then the kmita from there would be pasul. So it's mevuah in this Gemara that the Gemara's understanding that min ha-Torah, a zar is also to be nichnas leheichal. And that's why Rabbi Yirmi understood that if so, that would not be considered a mokoim sheragli hazar oim dois. Now the Rambam in Perek Vov from Hilchos Bias Mikdosh Halacha Aleph, the Rambam paskens that a koyin baal mum is also to be nichnas lakoidesh, and learns this from the pasuk el haparoiches lo yovoi vel hamizbeach lo yigash. And the Mishle Melech in the end of Perek Tes from Hilchos Bias Mikdosh says from this Rambam, which says that a Baal Mum, who's a Kohen, is also to be Nichnas Leheichal, we can learn that anybody who's Posel Avoida has this Issa. And therefore, a Zar as well would also have a Lav to be Nichnas Leheichal. And therefore, according to the Rambam, it's very good why the Gemara considers the Heichal to be a Mokoim, which is also for a Zar. But the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs argues on the Rambam, and he says, from the Pasuk of El HaParoiches, there's no Issa Knisa for a Baal Mum. It's only an Issa Avoida. And according to Ramban, there's no Makor for an Issa Knisa Lehechol. And if so, the Kasha is that according to Ramban, how is it in our Gemara, the Gemara seems to be understanding that the Hechol is a Makoim which is awesome in HaToira for the Knisa Bazar. Avada, we find the Mishnah in Kalim in Perek Aleph. The Mishnah says that Bein Ha'olam LaMizbeach and even the Ezras Koyanim possibly is a Mokoyim which is also for Zar. But that's only Midrabanon and a Maila Ba'alma. But Al Gemara, we're explaining a Pasuk for Komatz Misham. And Rabbi Yirmi understands that the Heichol is a Mokoyim where Min HaToira is also with Knisa. Where according to Ramban is there a Mokoyim that Min HaToira the Heichol is also to be Nichnas by a Zar? Now one could have said that the Issa for a Zara to be Nichnas Leheichal is because of the Issa of Bir Ekonis. And like the Raman Paskins in Perik Beis from Hilchas Bias Mikdush Halacha Beis, that there's another Lav which Koyanim forbidden to be Nichnas Leheichal Rekonis. And the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Pei Dalad writes that this Issa, even though the Raman brings this for Koyanim, but Avada it's also for Yisraelim too. And maybe that's the issue we're talking about in our sugya, when the Gemara says that Azar is also to be nichnas lehechol. Now, this issa is also for koyanim. Just for koyanim, since they're mutar b'avoida, then maybe for them it's not called rekonis, because they could do avoida. Whereas for Azar, who's also b'avoida, that's why it would be considered a issa of bir rekonis. But the Minchas Avraham points out that the Rambam over there in Perek Beis Pias Mikdash, Halacha Dalad, the Rambam writes that if a Kohen goes into the Heichal and he does a Shtachava, then that's not called Reikon. And if so, even though Zar is also Ba'avoida, but were he to go into the Heichal and do a Shtachava, this surely should not be considered Reikonis. Just like for a Kohen it's not Reikonis, so too for a Zar. And if so, we're back to the Kasha. Then it comes out that there's no Isabir Reikonis for a Zar, because so long as he does the Shtachava, then it's not called Rekonis. So why do we consider the Heichal, if so, a Mokoim, that the Ragle Azar is also to go? So the Minchas Avraham over there, Menachos Tav Chesrim based, suggests the following teretz, based on the words of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim brings a Gemara in Erevin Daf Kufhei, where there the Gemara says, that in a case when they need to be Masakan something in the Heichal, and now the Shaila is, should we send in a Koyen who's Tomei, or a Levi, an Yisrael who are Toir, and Rav Kahn over there says that we prefer to send in a Kohen who's Tomei, even though it means being Doicha to Yisurim, number one, be a Reikonis, and number two, be as Mikdash Betuma, we still prefer that rather than to send in a Levi and Yisrael who are Toir, even though Lechoira, there is only one Issa of be a Reikonis. And Rav Chaim asks, how can this be? Since Issa of Bir Ekonis applies to Koyanim, Levim, and Yisraelim alike, so why is it that we would prefer to send in a Koyen, which is being Toich as well, the Issa of Tumas Mikdash, when we could take a Koyen Yisrael, a Koyen and a Levi in Yisrael, and only be Toich, the Issa of Bir Ekonis? And from here, Reb Chaim says we learn a Chiddush, that it's the Issa of Bir Ekonis is far more chomor for a Levi in Yisrael than from a Koyen. And since it's far more chamur, then even when we have a Kohen who's Tomei, it's still easier to be Doicha, his Issa of Bir Ekonis, despite the fact there's another Issa of Tuma, rather than to be Doicha, the Issa chamur of Bir Ekonis, for a Levi and for Yisrael. And from here, says the Minchas Avraham, we learn that the Issa of Bir Ekonis of a Levi in Yisrael is more chamur than the Issa of Bir Ekonis than that of a Kohen. And therefore suggests the Minchas Avraham that even though the Rambam writes in Halacha Dalet that a Kohen that was Nichnas Lehechol and did Ishtachava, that's not called Reikonis, maybe that's only for the Issukal of Bir Reikonis, which applies to a Kohen, whereas a Levin Yisrael, who their Issa Bir Reikonis is far more chamur, maybe for them, doing Ishtachava won't qualify and be machshir this beer, it'll still be considered a beer ekonis. And that's why in our Gemara we say that the Heichol is considered a mokoim, which the Ragle Azara Asura is, because even though a Kohen would go into the Heichol and do Ishtachava, this would not be considered ekonis, but for a Levi and Yisrael, this would still be considered ekonis. And that's why the Gemara calls the Heichal a Mokoim Sheragle Hazara Surais. And he adds that even if we'd argue on this Chiddush and would say that Ishtachava is also kosher for the Zara to be Nichnas, but still, that alone the Reb Chaim says that the Heichal is more also for the Zara than it is for a Kohen, that's also enough to consider the Heichal a Mokoim Sheragle Hazara Surais more than a regular Kohen. And that's why the Gemara here understands that the Heik Mitzah by Heichal would be possible, because the Mokoim Heichal is considered more also for a Zara than it is for anybody else. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings the memory of Rabbi Yochanan that Shlomim Sheshochton Beheichal are kosher. And he learns this because the pasuk says the shochatu pesach oil moed, that lechatchila the mokoim for the shchita of kochim is pesach oil moed, and from here he says there's a kal v'chomer v'lo yehi tofel chomim an ikka. If already the mokoim shchita is kosher in the tofel, then surely it'll be kosher in the ikka. Now the Karen Oyer is medag the loshna of the Gemara shlomim sheshochaton beheichal is mashma only b'diabed, but lechatchila, even though we have lo yei tofel chomim an ikka, it's still also lechatchila. And he explains, the reason is, like we just said, in the heichal there's an issa of biri konis, there's an issa to go into the heichal for no reason. And since over here you could have done the shchita of the shlomim nazara, so doing the shchita in the heichal is considered biri konis. And therefore, even though b'di'evad it's kosher, because as far as the makom is concerned, it's a shchita kshera, but it's still b'di'ebed, because it was also for the Kohen to be nichnas into the Heichal, to do the shchit over there. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, another member, Rabbi Yochanan B'Seira, that when the Goyim were makif, the Azara, then the Kohanim were allowed to go and eat the kochi kochim in the Heichal. And Rashi says, that he kifuev de kechovim, lamul chomo, and they're shooting arrows and stones into the Azara. So the Brisker of in Menachos Tav Chesmet Beis explains that the reason why Rashi explains that it is sakon in the Azara is because over here as well, to go and eat kochi kochim in the Heichal, even though the Gemara darshens is from the Pasuk, there's still a issa of biri konis, and so long as they could really go and eat the kochi kochim in the Azara, it would still be an issa of biri konis. So both by Shechita and by Achila, there would be issa of biri konis. And that's why by Shechita, the Gemara Taka says it Loshen B'di'ebed, like the Karnar is Medayak. And by Achila, with there, the Loshen Gemara is Mashma Ibn Nechatchila, She'akoyanim Nichnosim Neshom Bo'ichlin. That's because, like Rashi says, because there's Pikuach Nefesh, and the Pikuach Nefesh of the Sakona from the arrows and the stones being thrown by the Goyim into the Azara is Doicha the Issa of Be'er Ekonis, and therefore, Lechatchila, you're allowed to go and eat the Kochi Kochim in the Heichal. The Rambam, who the Rambam writes when he brings down the Salocha, so the Rambam says in Perik Yud, Maisa Karbonis Halocha Gimel, the Rambam writes, Vim Nechlu Beheichal Nechlu, and he doesn't bring down the Loshen of the Gemara, He Kifu Ev De Kechov Meskola Azara. That's because, like the Brisker Rav says, the Rambam over here isn't getting involved into the Issa Biri Konis. He's just coming to talk about as far as the Mokoim Achila is concerned. And as far as the Mokoim Achila, then the Halacha is the Heichal is a Mokoim Kosher for the Achila of Kochi Kochim. Avada, this can only be done when you haven't got another Issa Biri Konis. And for that, Rashi goes and tells us that there's a question of Pikuach Nefesh. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Pei Dalad discusses whether there's an issa of biri konis by shchita in the heichal and by achil in the heichal, and he's machalik that by shchita shlomim, since shchita is lav avoida, therefore when you're going into the heichal to do shchita, it's considered biri konis because this shchita is lav avoida. Whereas by achilas kochi kochim, since the Gemara darshens from a pasuk, b'kodesh hakadoshim toichlenu, and as we know, the achilas kochim is considered avoida, because akrayim oichlim and bailim eskaprim. Therefore, even when you could have eaten outside the heichal, when you eat inside the heichal, it's considered you're doing avoida inside the heichal, and therefore is not an issa of biri konis. And therefore, according to the Minchas Chinuch, even lechatchila, even b'mokam is no sakana, the Kohanim are allowed to go and eat the Kochi Kochim in the Heichal. According to Michas Chinuch, the reason why the Gemara says Kifu Ev Dikechovim is Poshet, because otherwise, why are they going into the Heichal? but not because you needed the sakana to be doich the isavir ikonis. Even the chatchila, it's called a biyash yesh lo avoida, and you're allowed to the chatchila go in the heichal. The kasha is that according to the minchas chinuch, that makes a chiluk between shchita, which is taka osa la chatchila in the heichal, to achila. Then the Gemara here asks Akasha, the Gemara says, that why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira have to be matir v'achila of kodshi kodshim in the heichol? Because of a pasuk of b'kodesh hakodoshim teichlenu, asks the Gemara, according to the previous Rabbi Yochanan, that says that shlomim are allowed to be shechted in the heichol because of lo yehi tofel chomim in the ikah, if so, surely the achila of kodshi kodshim should also be mut in the heichol because of lo yehi tofel chomim in the ikah. Now the shaila is according to Michas Chinuch, then the Gemara could have answered and said that even though lo yehi tofel chomim in the ikah is matter the shchita, but as we just said, according to Michas Chinuch, that's only b'di'eved because it's still considered a bi'ur ikonis, and therefore we need the pasuk of b'kodesh hakodoshim to be matter you lechatchila to eat kodshim neheichol, because it's from this pasuk that Michas Chinuch says that we learn that it's not considered bi'ur ikonis, and therefore what's the Gemara asking a kashan of Yochanan? That why do we need the pasuk? Of course we need the pasuk. Even if we hold v'lo yehi tofel chomim in the ikah, that would only be machshir the heichol b'di'eved as it is b'ashchita. And maybe we need the pasuk to be machshir even l'chatchila. So from this kasha is a stark raya to Rashi, who Rashi seems to be saying that even for the achila there would be an issa of bi'ur ikonis, and therefore achila and shchita are really both the same. That b'di'eved it's okay, but l'chatchila to be an issa of bi'ur ikonis, and that's why the Gemara asks, why do we need a special pasuk to matter the achila of kodshi kodshim in the heichol when it would be mutter anyway, but the ebed because of lo yehi tofel chomim in the ikah? Now the Gemara Neizim Mekoyim on Daf Nun Hamud Beis tells us that there's an issa to shech the korban shlomim koydem psichas dalzei saheichol. Rashi discussed this at length on Daf Samach Aleph from Adalef, that every time you shech the korban shlomim before the pesach dalzei saheichol, since the pasuk says pesach oyhel moyed, only when the dalzei of the heichol are pasuach can you shech, and otherwise the shechita is possible. The Sfasemis in Menachos Daf Chesmut Beis declares, now that Rabbi Yochanan has taught us in our sugya that you can shech the shlomim in the heichol itself because of the svara of lo yehi tofel chomim in the ikah, if you were to shecht in the heichol, would you need the dlosos of the heichol to be pasuach? Says the Sfasemis, the svara is that you only need the doors of the heichol to be open, that's to be machshir the azara, to consider the azara to be pesach oyel moed, and therefore only when the oyel moed is pasuach is the azara called pesach oyel moed. But inside the oyel moed itself, inside the heichol, there even the dlosos are closed, it's still considered oyel moed. And therefore, says the Sfasemes, that it's mistaba that when you shecht inside the heichal itself, then it's kosher. Even the dlosois are not pasuach. And so says the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Aleph in Sifkot Nehei for a Dover Poshut. But the Mikdash David in Simchov Zayin Sifkot Beis asks a starker kasha. The Gemara in Yumadav Samach Beis says that if somebody shechts a korban shlomim b'chutz, koydem psichas dalzei saheichol, even though normally the halacha is that somebody shechts b'chutz yochayev kareis, but the kale is you only chayev b'chutz when it's roi b'fnim, and since you're shechting in a time when the dalzei saheichol are not pasuach, even though you shechted b'fnim, it would be a pasul l'shchita, and therefore when you shecht b'chutz, you're also potter because it's einoi roi b'fnim. Asks the Mikdash David, but according to the Minchas Chinuch and Sfasemes, they say that even the dlosos of the heichal are closed, but were you to shecht inside the heichal, it's kosher. If so, every time you shecht a shlomim b'chutz, even before the dlosos of heichal are opened, it should still be called roi b'fnim, because this shlomim, you could have shechted inside the heichal. Why does the Gemara say you're potter? Because it's ain't a roi b'fnim. It should be roi b'fnim, because you could have shecht it inside the heichal. So in this Gemara, it's mefurish that even when you shecht inside the oil moed, there's still a din that you must have dlosos haheichal pasuach. And so says the mitzvah eison over here in Tosfos. The shaila is how to understand this. L'chayot is v'asemes v'mechus chinuch are right, that in the oil moed itself, even the door that dlosos are sogur, are closed, it should still be considered oil moed. So there's two ways to understand this. The Mikdash David over there explains that since the reason why you can shecht in the Heichal is only because of the Svara of Lo Yehi Tofel Chomim in a Ikka, so this teaches us that it's only kosher in a Heichal at a time when it would be kosher Bachutz. And if Bachutz you can't shecht because it's Einoi Psuchois Dalseis a Heichal, so the Azara right now is a Mokum where you can't shecht the Shlomim, then so too the Pnim inside the Heichal is also possible, because the whole Hechsher of the Heichal is only because Lo Yehi Tofel Chomim in a Ikka. But when the Tofel is possible, then so too the Ikra is possible as well. And therefore, even though really inside the Oil Moed should be considered Oil Moed, even when it's closed, but the reason why it's possible is because at this point in time, since the Tofel is possible, then so too is the Ikra possible. That's the Mikdash David's Mahalach. The Minchas Avraham and Menachos of Chesmon Beis brings another Mahalach from the Briskerov. And he says, the Briskerov says, in this Issa of shechting a shlomim, koidem psichas dalseis haheichol, there's two dinim. The din number one is that we can only consider the azorah, Pesach oil moed, when the deles of the heichol is open. And that's where now, as far as the mokoim of the azorah, to qualify the mokoim of the azorah to be considered Pesach oil moed, we need to have the doors of the oil moed open. And really, as far as this halacha is concerned, the Minchas Chinuch is right in saying that this is only necessary for the Azorah, but the Oil Moed itself, even when the doors are closed, is still considered Oil Moed, and you should surely be able to shecht inside. But, says the Briskerov, there's another halacha. And the other halacha is that even when the Mokim itself is open to Oil Moed, but there's a din that the Dlosois must be open. And this halacha, that the Dlosos must be open, is not about making the Mokim of the Azorah. It's halacha that the Hechsher of the Shlomim must have the Dalsois HaHeichal Pesuchos. And therefore, even when you're shechting inside the Heichal, you also require to have the Dlosos HaHeichal Pesuchos. And it doesn't help the fact you're the Oil Moed, but you must have the Dlosos HaHeichal Pesuchos. And he brings a raya to this. He brings a raya from the Chidushi HaRashba in Shavuos Daf Tes Zayin. The Rashba over there is discussing the Gemara, which says that makrivim afal pishein bais, that if you hold kedusha rishena was kitcha l'shatan l'osed lavoi, therefore even now l'achar churban there's still kedusha space hamikdash in the mokim hamikdash, and therefore you can go along and be makriv even today. So the Rashba asks Akasha, even if we say this kedusha hamikdash, how can we be makriv karbonis? The halacha is that you must have psichas dalsei sahechol. And the Rashba understands that this applies to all korbanos, and therefore, even if we have kedusha, but we haven't yet opened the dalsos haheichal, so asks the Rashba in Shavuos. Now, the chayre, the kash is a pele, because if we understand that the only reason why you have to have psichas dalsos haheichal is to make the azara be connected to the oil moed, and with that we can consider the azara pesach oil moed, then kavochayme, when there's no heichal at all, and you're completely, completely open to the area of the Oil Moed, then we should surely not need any psichas dalsos haheichal. And the Rashba still seems to understand that even when you're completely open, and there's no mechitzas between the Azor and the Heichal, you still have to open the doors. From here, says the Briskerov, we learn that besides of being Pesach Oil Moed, there's a halacha that one has to have the psicha of the Dlosos. And therefore, the Rashba understood that Bechurban Nabayis, even though the Kedusha of the Azara you have, and the Kedusha of the Heichal you have, but we don't have any Psicha of the Dlosos HaHeichal. And this din, that Shlomim, Sheshachton Koidim Psichas Dlosos HaHeichal, it's not enough to be considered Pesach Oyel Moed, or Oyel Moed itself. One has to have the Dlosos open. And the Rashba answers, and he says that since nowadays there's no Dlosos, therefore you don't need to have the Psicha of the Dlosos. That's why this din wouldn't apply. But either way, says the Briskerov, we learn from this Rashba that besides to be considered Pesach Oyel Moed, one has to have the Psich of the Dalsos HaHeichal. And therefore, says the Briskerov, even though the Heichal itself is considered Oyel Moed, and even the Dlosos are closed is considered Oyel Moed, but as far as the halach of having Psichas Dalsos HaHeichal, even doing Shechita in the Heichal, one has to have the Dlosos HaHeichal Psuchos. And that's why the Gemara in Yumad of Samach Beis says that when you shecht Bachutz, a shlomim, koidem psichos dalsos haheichal, it's not roi bifnim, because even in the heichal, it would be possible, because you don't have the dlosos haheichal psuchos. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings the memory of Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseru, who says, From where do we know that the Kohanim are allowed to go and eat the Kodshei Kodshim in the Heichal? And from he brings a pasuk, "B'kodesh HaKadoshim Teichlenu." Rashi in Menachos Daf Ches Amud Beis is masbir. Why would there be a hava mina to say that it's also to eat the Kodshei Kodshim in the Heichal? Rashi says, because one may have thought that these Kodshim should be pasul b'yotzei when you take them from the Azara into the Heichal. The Chayyur Rashi is a pele. Why would I have thought that the Kodshei Kodshim should become pasul b'yotzei by going into the Heichal? Yotzei means when you leave the mechitzos of the Azara. So going out from the Azara, which is the Machane Shechina, into the Machane Leviyah, creates a psul of Yotzei. But when you're taking the Kodshei Kodshim into the Heichal, and the Heichal is surely considered part of the Machane Shechina, why would I have thought they should become pasul of Yotzei? So the Brisker Rav and Chidushim Moran Rizalevi in Hilchus Psule HaMukdashin says that Rashi in Zvachim Dav Chavav brings two psukim for the Makoyer of psul of Yotzei. One is from the pasuk of Loihuva es Domar HaKodesh Pnima, and the other pasuk is the pasuk of Ubasar Masada Treifa Loisechelu. And he explains that really there's two different dinim in the psul of Yotzei. There's one halacha which is special for Kodshim, and that is when you take Kodshim out of their mechitza, they become pasul v'yotzei, and therefore taking Kodshim Kodshim out of the Azara, or Kodshim Kalim out of Yerushalayim, that creates a pasul v'yotzei. But the other pasuk of a pasul v'asad treif alo yisrechelu, which is a pasuk which is said even as far as Chulin, from there we learn whenever you take something outside its own mechitza becomes pasul. And therefore, the Marshal, the Gemara says in Psachim, that when you might see Korban Pesach chutz l'chaburosoi, even though you're still in Yerushalayim, but since outside its chabura, the halach is it may not be eaten there, so you've taken the Korban Pesach outside its own mechitza of achila, there would also become pasul because of this pasul of basa basada treifa lo yisrechelu. And therefore, says the Brisker Rav, what Rashi means over here, he doesn't mean the pasul of yotzei of kodshim going out the machne shechina. Because surely in the Heichal, you're still in the Machne Shechina. But the Habaman would have been, if the Heichal is a Makom, which is Asa, for Achilas Kodshei Kodshim, then taking the Kodshei Kodshim into the Heichal, you're really taking it out its own Mechitzas Achila. And then it would become possible because of Basa Vasada Treif Alo Yisrechelu. That was the Havamina of Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira. And for that, the Gemara learns from the Pasuk that Bekodesh HaKodoshim Teichlenu, that it's Mutter Ba'achila inside the Heichal. And therefore, taking the Kodshim into the Heichal is still within its Mechitzas Achila. Now, the Gemara continues and explains the reason why Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira needed the Pasuk, and he couldn't learn out from the din of Loyei Tofel Chomim in Ha'ika, is because the din of Loyei Tofel Chomim in Ha'ika applies only to doing Avoida. Because since Avoida, Odom, Oivid, B'mokim Rabboi, there we can apply Loyei Tofel Chomim in Ha'ika. And that's why when you shecht Shlomim in the Heichal, which is an Avoida, it's kosher. Whereas by Achila, where there ain't Odom, Oichid, B'mokim Rabboi, there we wouldn't be able to apply Loyei Tofel Chomim in Ha'ika. And that's why we need a pasuk to be machshir the achila of kodshei kodshim in the heichal. So l'chayr, according to how the Brisker Rav explained Rashi, then pshat in the Gemara would be that since achila is ein adam oichel b'makom rabbi, and therefore without a pasuk, one would have thought it's asa to go and eat the kodshei kodshim in the heichal. Therefore, I may have thought that the pasuk which is going into the heichal would become pasul b'yotzei, because since it's left, it's mechitas achila. So long as we don't have a bakoir to be machshir the achila of kodshei kodshim in the heichal, so it's asa, and therefore one may have thought it should become pasul b'yotzei, and that's why you need a pasuk. Problem is, the Rashi himself in Menachos there, on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, when he explains the Gemara's Teretz, Rashi says that the reason why you need the Pasuk of Bekodesh Kodshim is not to go and tell us that it wouldn't become Pasul B'Yotzei. Because that you anyway know wouldn't become Pasul B'Yotzei because of Lo Yei Tofel Chomun Eka. The Pasuk's only coming to be Matir, the Achila and the Heichal. Now, the Chayra, according to the Brisker Rav, the way he explained Rashi, that the reason why I become Pasul B'Yotzei is because you're entering a Makom with the Asa B'Achila, then the Chayr in the Teretz of the Gemara, that Lo Yei Tofel Chomim in Ha'ika isn't Machshir Achila, so then it should still be Pasul B'Yotzei. Why does Rashi go and say that in the Teretz of the Gemara, we can no longer say that would have become Pasul B'Yotzei because Lo Yei Tofel, since Lo Yei Tofel isn't Matir B'Achila, so you've still gone out Chutz L'Mechitzas Achila, and it should become possible by Yotze, according to Rashi. L'chayre, the terror to the Shaila is that Rashi in the Havaman of the Gemara, when Rashi said there would be a psul of Yotze, is before we were aware of the din of lo yehi tofel chomim in ha'ika. And therefore, as far as the mokim achila of the kodshe kodshim is ba'azara, and the hecho, which is a new mokim, isn't bechalal this heta achila. And that's why Rashi thought there'd be a psul of Yotze. Whereas now in the terror to the Gemara, after the Gemara's mechadish lo yehi tofel chomim in ha'ika, even when we go and say the Ein Adam Oichel B'Mokim Rabboi, that's only as far as that there's an Issa on the Gavra to go and eat Kochi Kochim in the Heichol. But as far as the Mokoyim, if we want to know, is this Mokoyim had the din of the Mechitas Achila of Kochi Kochim, since we have the din of Lo Yehtofel Chomim and Ika, therefore the Kedusha of the Tofel of the Azara can't be better than the Kedusha of the Heichol. And just like the Azara has the Kedusha of the Mokoyim Achila of Kochi Kochim, and so too, the mokim of the Heichal is also going to have that kedusha. The reason that Ein Adam Oichel B'Mokim Rabbi is only going to be Issa on the Gavra not to go and eat there. And therefore Rashi held, as far as being considered Yotze Chutz L'Mokim Achila, Lo Yei Tofel Chomim Ika gives the Heichal as well the same Mokim Achila as the Azara does. And that's why Rashi says, we would anyway know it's not possible Yotze. We just need a Pasuk to be Matir B'Achila, because otherwise you'd have this Issa of the Gavra of Ein Adam Oichel B'Mokim Rabboi. And that's why the Gemara says that the Pasuk of B'Kodesh HaKadoshim Toich Lenu is Matir, this Issa Gavra, and allows you to go and be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim in the Heichal. The Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says that the Avodah of Chatos Ha'oif was done on the Keren Deroimis Maravis. And the Gemara Amud Beis says we learn this from Mincha. Just like the Hagosha of the Mincha was done in the Keren Deroimis Maravis, so too the Chatos Ha'oif, which we find the Torah calls the Mincha, has a din of a Chatos. So from here we learn that the Chatos Ha'oif requires its Avodah to be done on the Keren Deroimis Maravis, like the Hagosha of the Mincha. Tosis and Dibra Maschil Av Chatos asks that if we're learning the Avodah of Chatos Ha'if must be like Mincha, then if so, the Malika as well should require the Keren Deremis Marabis. And the Gemara on the bottom of the Yomah tells very clearly that the Malika could be done B'chol Mokoyim. So Rashi over here has two different answers to the Shaila. Rashi in Dibra Maschil Ma Mincha says that the Alfusa we learn from Mincha is only for the Ikar HaAvodah. And therefore, the Ikar HaAvodah of Chatos Ha'if is the Hazar. And therefore, only the Hazar do we learn out from Mincha that it requires the Keren Deroimis Maravis. Rashi, at the bottom of the Amud in Dibar Masl, B'chol Mokam Eizok Sherelim Likosa, the Rashi is a different teretz. And Rashi says, we only learn out from Mincha that an Avodah which comes in contact with the Mizbeach requires Keren Deroimis Maravis. Like the Hagosh of the Mincha, which was to take the Kli, which had the Koimetz, which had the mincha, and to do hagosha to make the kli touch the mizbeach, and then it requires keren deroimis maravis. So too, in any avodah of the chatos ha'oif, which comes in contact with the mizbeach, requires keren deroimis maravis. And therefore, only the hazor and the mitzui, where the dam actually becomes in contact with the mizbeach, then it requires keren deroimis maravis. Whereas the malika, with the malika, b'shas the malika, there's no negia, there's no touching to the mizbeach, there it doesn't apply to be mechayev keren deroimis maravis. Either way, l'chayrut mavur in the Gemara, that only the Hazar required the keren deroimis maravis, whereas the malika, like the Gemara says, at the bottom of the Yomud, was b'chol mokem oisak sheira. Now the Loshna Mishnah begins and says, chatos ha'oif ha'isonaseis al keren deroimis maravis, which nasis refers to the whole asiyah of the carbon, including the malika. And the Mishnah finishes off by saying, b'chol mokom yisak shera, that the malika was kosher b'chol mokom. Which is pashtus mashma, that even though it's okay to do the malika b'chol mokom, b'lachat chilo, it would still require the mizbeach. And the Shittim HaKubetz over here in Ashmotus brings from the Raivad in Kinin, that says that lachat chilo, the malika also was done by the mizbeach. And the reason being, because since they had to do the hazar from the dam ha'nefesh, if you're going to do the malika further away, then by the time you bring the oif to the mizbeach, you've already lost all the dam. And that's why, even though Iker Hadin, the malika didn't require the mizbeach, but technically you would also have to do it next to the mizbeach to enable you to do the hazor from the dam ha'nefesh. According to this, it's very good why the Mishnah says that it was the Naseis al Keren Deroimis Maravis. Even the malika was also done there. But nevertheless, v'chol mokom yisak shera, me'iker Hadin, it was kosher v'chol mokom. The Balamor, also brought in the Shittim HaKubetz, argues with the Ravid. And he says, If lechatchila the din is that you need to do the malika next to the mizbeach, then the Mishnah ought to have said b'chol makoy ma'isak sheira b'di'eved. Since the Mishnah doesn't say so, it's mashma that even lechatchila it's kosher to be done b'chol makoy. The rabbi would answer to this and say, since as far as the din of malika is concerned, it doesn't require the mizbeach, therefore it wouldn't be correct to rabbi d'eved. It's only for a technical reason that has to be done next to the mizbeach. The Tosefta in Perek Zayin of Korbanos Halacha Beis, the way we have the Girsa is Malka b'chol makoyim ba'azara kasha, which is good like the Balamoir, that the Malika could be done anywhere in the Azara. But the Gaon, he has a Girsa which says b'chol makoyim b'mizbeach kasha, which seems to imply that even the Malika should be done next to Mizbeach. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Maisa Korbanos Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes Moylek oisa b'keren deroimis maravis, and only later on in Halacha Tes does the Rambam write, V'chol mokoim min ha-mizbeach is kosher le-melika, uvelvad shiyaz edom olamatam na-mizbeach. So the Radvaz explains that what the Rambam seems to say, that the melika must be done in the Keren Deremis Maravis, that's because lechatchila there's a mitzvah min ha-muvcha that the melika should be done also in the Keren Deremis Maravis, so today that you should be able to do the hazar straight away on that Keren. That lechoyra is like the Ravid in Kinin, which says that one should do the Malika and the Keren Deremis Maravis to enable you to do the Hazar straight away. And so says as well the Zevach Toida, the Chofetz Chaim, that the Rambam, which requires Malika to be done on the Keren Deremis Maravis, was kedei that you shouldn't lose the dam on the way to the Mizbeach. But the Pashtus of the Lashon of the Rambam is Mashma, Moylek Oysob Keren Deremis Maravis, is Mashma, that's the din. And so too in the Kiryas Sefer, when he brings down the Salacha, it's clear that he understands that Min HaTorah one has to do the Malika on the Keren Deremis Maravis. So the Shaila is, where's the Makor? Like Rashi says, we only learn out from Mincha that the Hazar has to be done on the Keren Deremis Maravis. And like the Rambam himself in Halacha Tes says, that the Malika was Kosher B'di'evet B'chol Makoyim. But it could be that the Mishnah really discusses two Halachas. The Mishnah discusses one, where, in which Keren of the Mizbeach was the Avoid of the Chatas Ayiv done. And secondly, on the Mizbeach itself, that it was done lemata, not lemaila. So the Rambam understands that the Alfus, which we learn out from Mincha, to tell us that it must be done on the Keren Deremis Maravis, that refers to the entire Sea of the Chatas Ayiv. From the Malika, all the way through to the Azar, was done like Mincha. And like Tosis really asked, in Dibra Maschel Avchatos, that's for learning out from Mincha, then we should really learn out Malika too. And the Rambam holds that way, that the Alfus, which we learn from Chatas Ayiv, speaks both to the Malika and to the Hazar. And that's why the Rambam says that the Malika was also done in the Keren Deremis Maravis. That what the Rambam says in Halacha Tes, that when you're Malka, B'chol Mokam, it's kosher, then the Rambam isn't referring to the din of which Keren. There he's referring to the din that the Hazar of the Chatas Ayiv must be done lemata. And like we learn, because since the Torah says Kir, and the Kir always refers to the Kir HaTachtoin, so there the Rambam says, despite the fact that the Hazar requires the Kir HaTachtoin, and it must be done from the Chut HaSikro lemata, the Malika could be done anywhere, either lemala or lemata. And that's the mashmos of the Hemshech of the Rambam, where the Rambam continues and says, V'chol mokoy min ha-mizbeach kosher l'mlikosa, uvelvad shiyaz edom v'lemato meyem tza mizbeach. So we see the Rambam over here is focusing not on which keren, but rather on which half of the mizbeach, l'mal or l'mato. And that's what the Rambam means when he says, V'chol mokoy b'mizbeach is kosher, meaning even l'malo is kosher, whereas the hazar is kosher only l'mato. And if so, there's no stira between halacha tes and the first halacha, because the Chatchila is talking about which Keren, and there both the Malika and the Hazar require Keren, the Deremis Maravis. But the halacha test, the Rambam is telling us the Hazar needs to be done lemata, whereas the Malika has to be done lemala, can be done even lemala. And if so, we're coming out that there's really three shittas as far as where the Malika of the Chatos Ha'if was done. According to the Baal HaMoir, he understands that b'chol mokam ha'isakshera, anywhere in the Hazara was kosher, even Chatchila, to do the Malika. Whereas the Ravid in Kinin, the Ravid understands that even though Ikra Din Malika could be done with Chol Mokoyim, but you would always have to do it in a close range to the Mizbeach, so that you shouldn't lose the Dama Nefesh. And that's how some Achroinim, the Radvaz and the Chofetz Chaim, learn Pshat in the Rambam. Whereas the Kuntal, the Kirsef understands in the Rambam, that Me'ikar Adin, the Malik of the Chatos Ha'oiv, had to be done in the Karen Deremis Marovis, just like the Hazor had to be done there. And that when the Ram says in Halacha Tez, it's coming to be Mechalek, between whether it had to be done Lemato or Lemalo.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.